My name is Yareli. I am 16 years old. Today is May the 9th. I am speaking with Catherine, who is my friend. We are recording this in Houston, Texas. Tell me about where you grew up and your childhood was like.
I grew up in Town Park and in Bissonnette and Fonchon. My childhood was, I guess, like every other child's childhood, I guess. It was fun. I had friends. I would hang out with them. I would go outside. I would spend time with my family, too. We would go out and stuff like that.
Do you have any nicknames? How did you get them?
I had two nicknames, which were Negra and Gorda. I got negra from because when I would go to the beach, I would get tanned and I would get really, really dark. And I was really dark when I was little, but now I guess I'm not dark, not that dark. I got gorda from when I was little because when I was little, I was fat. I used to eat a lot, like a lot. I mean, I still do, but I'm skinny now, so that's good.
What was your relationship with your parents like?
I guess it was good. It was like every other. I would tell them about my school and everything, because I guess I would trust them. We would go out on Saturdays. We would go out to eat, to the zoo, to the mall, or either to the park. Wherever we wanted to go.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close to them?
I have two siblings, a brother and a sister. My sister didn't really like me when I was little, to be honest. She didn't like me, I guess, because I would go to her room and get her clothes and some of her makeup and her phone and take pictures. I would wear her clothes and take them to school. I don't know why. And then my brother, I didn't really like my brother. It was weird. I would push him and stuff like that.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
I think the worst thing I did as a kid, was push my brother off a bench and hurt him badly. He fell and he bumped his head really, really hard.
Do you like school? Why or why not?
I guess I did like school, but only because I had a best friend named Julie. And her parents were strict. Her mom never, ever let her go to my house, never. So I would really like going to school so I could go see her and everything, because that would be the only time I could, like, talk to her and see her.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
I think it was in 7th grade and also 8th grade. My middle school teacher, his name is Mr. Griffin. He was in the Army. He told me about the Army and stuff like that. Because, well, I actually didn't really know what I wanted to do when I grew up or stuff like that, you know? But he would tell me about his military life, his Army stuff, his Army stories and everything. So I told him to tell me more, and he told me more and everything. And then I kind of wanted to do it, but then I told him that I was scared because of the guns and stuff like that. And then he said he was going to take me to the range, which he did. He taught me how to shoot and everything, which was really amazing. So now I know what I'm going to do.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Every summer, my family and I would go to the beach every year, I swear. I would go out with my friend Myra to the pool and our other friends. I would go to my friend's house. She lives in my neighborhood. And we would hang out. Yeah.
Did you go to any camp? What are some memories of that time?
Yes. In elementary, I went to this camp called Camp Olympia. Some memories were when I went fishing. I didn't know what I was doing at all. Like at all. It was my partner doing all the work, actually. And when I went canoeing with my friend Michelle, which was really, really scary, because they told us that there were crocodiles, and I was actually really scared, because, you know, crocodiles can eat you.
What are your most vibes memories of school? Vivid.
I think in 8th grade. I think I had, like, the best time in 8th grade. Because I had a best friend. I would go to her house almost, like, every single day. We would have sleepovers and stuff. And 8th grade was actually a really, really good year for me, to be honest. Because I really hated 6th and 7th grade. Because a lot of stuff happened.
Thank you for letting me record you.